With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Student loan borrowers who are in default will soon have their wages garnished, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Beginning in early January, the Trump administration will start sending notices to approximately 1,000 federal student loan borrowers in default, with more notices to come at an increasing scale each month. The government must give borrowers 30 days' notice before their wages can be garnished. The Education Department said it will begin collection activities only after student and parent borrowers have been provided sufficient notice and opportunity to repay their loans. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The shopping rush leading up to Christmas is over, and in its place, like every year, another has begun as millions of people hunt for post-holiday deals and get in line to return gifts that didn't fit or didn't hit quite right.
Holiday spending using cash or cards through Sunday has topped last year's haul. According to data released this week by Visa's Consulting and Analytics Division and MasterCard Spending Pulse. But growing unease over the U.S. economy and higher prices have altered the behavior of some Americans. More are hitting thrift stores and other discounters in place of malls. According to data from Placer.ai, the firm tracks people's movements based on cell phone usage. And they're sticking more closely to shopping lists and doing more research before buying. I'm Bernie Bennett.
Voters in Myanmar are participating in the first phase of the country's general election today, held under military rule amid a civil war. Final results will not be known until after two more rounds of voting are completed in January. Russia struck Ukraine's capital with missiles and drones in an attack that killed at least one person yesterday. The barrage came a day before leaders of the Ukraine and U.S. meet. President Trump is sitting down with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky this afternoon to try and come up with a new peace plan. This is SRN News. The Australian state of New South Wales is proposing a ban on public displays of the ISIS flag and other extremist symbols. This follows the mass shooting at Sydney's Bondi Beach this month that killed 15 people. The draft laws include penalties of up to 2 years in prison and fines. Premier Chris Minns says chants like, quote, globalize the Intifada will also be banned. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has pledged to curb radicalization and hate, including broadening hate speech definitions and toughening punishments nationwide. A pro-life group is planning to spend big on the midterm elections in 2026. A lot will be at stake in next fall's vote, including control of Congress, and SBA Pro-Life America wants to be sure the winners are those who will protect unborn babies. The organization says it plans to spend $80 million to promote pro-life candidates across the nation in 2026. The focus will include Iowa, Michigan, Georgia, and North Carolina, four battleground states. This is SRN News. Don't look now, but the times are a-changing and part of America is passing away.
Ask the average teenager today if he or she reads the daily newspaper, you're likely to get a deer-in-the-headlight look. The rapid disappearance of the newspaper is altering our daily lives. It is joining the payphone, cassette tape, answering machine, bank checks that many Americans grew up with. Now, iPhones are okay, but let's see how far that fancy phone goes for you when you're trying to line your parakeet cage or when you're trying to housebreak your puppy. And good luck using that iPhone to swat that pesky fly in your kitchen. Jason Walker reporting.
Today is Sunday, December the 28th, the 362nd day of 2025, just 3 days left in the old year. On this date in history, 1945, Congress officially recognized the Pledge of Allegiance. This is SRN News.